How often do you ask a question and get the right answer for your question? If you do business with the business and you have a question about their product or service, do you always get the answer that you want, or do you just get somebody preaching at you, telling you, thinking that they know what you want to know, but they didn't actually ask you what is it that you want to know, or why did you ask me that question? So if you are in business, or if you are planning on having your own business, or you'd like to add massive value to the business that you currently work in, or you just want to help the customers, clients, members that come to your place of business with answers to their most important questions, are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have the best answers to what is commonly termed as frequently asked questions, FAQs? And if you are in business, you will probably have a document somewhere for people to read that answers their frequently asked questions. And the reason they usually exist is that whatever business product or service you have, after a while, there comes becomes a trend of people asking the similar or same questions, and it's nice to have answers for them. And often we put those on a handout or on the website or on Facebook page, or we have something that shows people that we can answer their questions. There's a couple of things to ask there. First of all, is it possible that everybody has a unique question? Or even if they ask the same question, they asked it for a different reason. And should we treat everybody as an individual if we really want to make people feel special? So that's the first one. So it's, yes, a great idea to have all of your frequently asked questions prepared to answer those questions. But would it be a really great idea to ask each individual person the magic communication question, which is, why did you ask me that question? And if you've ever been in that awkward, uncomfortable, embarrassing situation like I have, where you thought somebody asked you a question for a certain reason, and when you actually bothered to ask, why did you ask me that question, I have been not only completely off track, but just totally, completely wrong. So there's the first thing. If you are in business, if you're going to start a business, if you are working in somebody else's business and you want to add value to the business, would it be a really great idea to treat all the customers, clients, members as unique individuals, make them feel special, make them feel important? VIPs, very important people. And in a business, are there any more important people than the people who buy our product or service or invest money in us? So, yes, number one, treat everybody like an individual. Is it possible, yes, that people will have similar or the same questions? And here is a really important question. Do you have the clear, simple, easy answer to all the questions that people might ask? And if you've ever been in that awkward, embarrassing situation where somebody's asked you a question and you really didn't know the answer, or you knew that you should know the answer, or you thought to yourself, nobody's trained me to answer this question, here's some simple communication tips that could be very helpful. So number one, of course, is remember that everybody's an individual and to ask the magic question. And not just in business, but in any conversation with anybody, would it be a really great idea that if somebody asks you a question, instead of just assuming that you know why they asked, why not ask, why did you ask me the question? And I will share again, you could be very surprised, because I think at least 99.9% of the time, the reason we think somebody asks us a question is not the reason they actually asked. So there's number one, treat everybody as a unique individual, ask them why they asked you the question. The next really interesting thing about questions is once somebody asks us a question, we think we know the answer, we usually start talking. Blah, 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 blah. We preach, or we regurgitate information, or we just start talking. And the other really interesting question to ask about delivering information is how much of that information does the person already know? And are we respectful of what they might already know? And could it, the next magic question be, what do you already know about this product or service? So number one is treat everybody like an individual. Number two, why did you ask me the question? And then number three, if you don't get enough of an answer from that question, the next question is, what do you already know about my product or service, about this business, about what we do here? And often, if you go to a top-end sales course, we certainly share this information in the Max International Business College program, that people would prefer to talk themselves into buying a product rather than buying it or you having to sell it to them. So they would rather buy it themselves, sell it to themselves, than have you sell it to them. And I'll rephrase that. Would you prefer people to buy your product or service because they really want it, or do you want to have to try and sell it to them? And the beautiful thing about that gorgeous question, what do you already know about our product or service? This person could talk themselves into wanting your product or service because they start sharing with you why they came today, what they're looking for, what's important to them. And the last thing that you might have to say is, well, we can help you with all of that, because they've already shared with you what they already know about your product or service. So those three, and that what I call superb communication, and you could call it a technique, but I don't like that because it sounds really salesy. To me, it's just being respectful. If you like people, if you want to show respect to other people, if you want people to believe you are a respectful person, would it be good to treat them as a unique individual rather than the way, same way you treat everybody? Would it be good to ask them, why did you ask me that question? And would it be a great idea to ask them, what do you already know about our product or service, so that you don't waste their time, don't waste your time, but more importantly, they then get to share with you exactly why they want to buy your product or service. So after that, usually you've just got a great relationship and you don't have to do much more. However, the frequently asked questions, FAQs, of you might have a very specific business. And certainly as an exercise professional and having run health clubs for many years all over the world, there were certainly a series of questions that people would ask on a regular basis, either the same questions or similar. And yes, you can have a handout, and yes, you can put it on your website, and yes, you can put it on your Facebook page, and yes, you could have a book on your front desk. And there's all different ways of sharing with people the most frequently asked questions about your business. And some people have them because they want people to ask more questions. And often if you say to anybody, do you have questions about my business, or do you have any questions that you'd like to ask me? People may say no. But if you give them a book or a handout or give them something to read that says, well, these are the frequently asked questions by our other customers, clients, or members, this might help with you understanding our business better. So that's a great reason to have it. So how are you going to put that together? And yes, it could be on a website, it could be written, it could be a video, it could be an audio, and you would work out what's going to be best for you. And you may ask your clients, so that means you may have a combination of all three. So we have questions about our product, our service, our business that most people ask. Would you like to read those questions? Would you like to watch them on video? Would you like to listen to them on audio? And you might have those three options on your website, on your Facebook page, on your social media platforms, so that people can choose which way they want to listen, read, or watch. And would that be important? Because as we know, some people love to listen, some people like to watch, and some people like to read. So if you're going to put together the answers to your frequently asked questions, it could be a great idea to have them in three different formats. The next thing that's interesting is when you have a new customer or client, how much do you want them to know about your business? And there's a really interesting two headspaces to this. One is that the frequently asked questions list can often be challenges that people have had with your product or service, or challenges they think they might have. And you might share that list with people who didn't even dream of any of those. And you may be putting, I would put it as a negative thought space into their head. What if this happens? What if that happens? The reverse of that, of course, is that your great answers to the questions might excite this person, inspire this person to want to do business with you. So you're going to have to work out as the business owner, and obviously if you're going to start a business, whether you're going to have a list of frequently asked questions and how you're going to answer them, whether you're going to put them on video, audio, or they're going to be in written form. The next really important thing, of course, is that if it's not just you in your business, will everybody in your business know how to answer those questions? And another great thing to consider is telling people what to do versus asking them a question. So you could, yes, spin off information about what it is that you do. But if you can complete each sentence with a question, and the reason for that, of course, is that very few people like to be told what to do. And have you ever noticed that sometimes when you're talking, or most of the time if you're talking, it seems that the person isn't listening, or they're just waiting for you to shut up so they can start talking themselves. So the superb communicator experts have suggested that we should probably shut up and let the people do the talking who want to do the talking. And if I'm asking questions, am I more likely to get the person to think for themselves? So you may have a list of frequently asked questions, but you might answer those questions with other questions, which then get your customers, clients, members to think for themselves. And the human brain is a really amazing thing. If you ask it a question, it will look for the answer in its own brain. We know that. The second interesting one is that since we were kids, we've been taught that if somebody asks us a question, you have to answer the question. The lady asks you a question, answer her question. The man asks you a question, make sure you answer the question. So if you ask people a question, is it possible then that their brain will look for an answer? And if they come up with the answer, is it more likely that they will appreciate that answer rather than you telling them something? Because, of course, if you tell somebody something, they have to go through the process in their own headspace of, is this true? What's the agenda? What are they trying to sell me? What's this all about? Versus if you ask me a question, I can now work the answer out for myself and I'm more likely to believe it because I came up with the answer. So if you wrap all of that up, it's just respectful. Would it be nice if people asked us more questions and respected our life experience, our intelligence, rather than preaching, teaching, and telling stuff to us? It's a question I always ask myself. I wish this person would ask me a question rather than telling me all this stuff, especially if the person knows already. So I'll go back to that really golden question. What do you already know about this product or service or what we do here or about this business? And you might be really surprised that that frequently asked question list may never need to come out because people have already done their research. Now, if you've put your frequently asked question list on your website, on your Facebook, on your social media platforms, in your marketing, and you've written them in a really clever way, is it possible that they could actually become a marketing tool? And one of the beautiful things about sharing information by question and people answering their own question and coming up with their own ideas and suggestions and making up their own mind is that if you do this really well, people will come into your business having read your frequently asked questions and be ready to buy your product or service. You won't have to sell it to them. They already want it because the way you answered the frequently asked questions has answered all of their questions. It's given them, peace of mind. A lot of people are concerned about buyer's remorse. They're concerned about things that they don't know about. One of the basic human needs of life is certainty. And a lot of people get really nervous when they're uncertain about things. So if you're frequently asked questions, answer questions with the question so the person comes up with their own answer and that answer makes them feel secure about buying your product or service, you might be really surprised how many people come into your business without you having to say anything. They'll just come in and say, I want to buy, I want to join, I want this product or service in my life because. And you might then ask the question, tell me about that, which is, of course, one of those other magic superb communication questions. Tell me about you. Tell me about that. Along with that, of course, the communication experts would suggest that there's not just the questions, but it's the tone of voice that we ask the question in. And it's the body language that when somebody is talking to us, we lean forward, maintain eye contact, open body language, actively listen. And the beautiful one, which is pause before replying, which shares very beautifully with the person listening that you are thinking about what you're going to say. You are thinking about what they said. If you reply immediately, it automatically shares with your listener that, oh, hurry up and stop talking because I'm thinking about what I want to say and now it's my turn. Blech. And if you've ever been in a, and I'll just ask that question, have you ever been in that conversation where you've been talking and you can tell that the other person just can't wait for you to stop talking so that they can start talking? And obviously that means they haven't been listening to what you've been saying. And the question is, how does that make you feel? So I'll go through those superb listening techniques again, which are open body language, eye contact, lean forward, actively listen, which is, really? Wow, tell me about that. So you're talking, but you're not really saying anything. then you pause before you say anything and then paraphrase back. So if you've asked somebody, why did you ask me that question? And then what do you know about this product or service? And they do the talking and you're leaning forward, maintaining eye contact. You've got open body language. You're actively listening. You pause before replying and your reply is a paraphrase, which means, so what you're sharing with me is. And that's the beautiful wrap up of superb communication. So if you are responsible for answering questions in your business, if you need to know about your product, your service, what you offer your clients, your members, your customers, would it be a cool idea to remember some of that stuff? And the reason I asked that question is I had to learn all of it the hard way. I started managing health clubs at a very young age of 18. I was teaching classes in health clubs before that, and nobody taught me any of this. I had to learn it the hard way. So I had many awkward, embarrassing, uncomfortable situations where I had assumed, and remember that assume, when you break that apart, is simply you make an ass of you and me. And I have been an ass so many times because I didn't ask, why did you ask me that question? And I didn't ask, what do you already know about this product or service? And I used to waste a lot of time sharing my gym or my personal training services or what we had to offer at my health clubs with people that had already done their research. That I made them feel like an idiot because they had already done their research and I just assumed they didn't know anything. And they end up getting annoyed with me and walking out. So I had to learn the hard way that when you don't know how to communicate effectively, when you don't know how to ask questions, you end up looking like an ass. So do you want to look like an ass? If not, would it be a really cool idea to, yes, have complete understanding of your product or service, what you do for your customers and clients, and have all the answers absolutely beautifully planned and prepared and ready so that you can answer them with passion and enthusiasm and excitement? But would it be a really good idea to treat each individual person that comes into your business as an individual? Would it be a great idea to ask them, why did you ask me that question? Because you might be really surprised that the reason they asked is not what you thought. And would it be a great idea to ask, what do you already know about us? And would it be nice that after that conversation, people just simply say, I've done my research, I've read your website, I've read your frequently asked questions on your website or your social media platform. I like your business, I want to buy your product or service, and all I need to know now is what's the dollar investment? And last but not least, that is usually the most uncomfortable question that people ask, how much does it cost? And I have shared with you in written form, and very happy to do it on video and audio for you as well, how to answer that question beautifully. Most businesses will never do this. It's unique and different, and it stands out from the crowd, and it's very unusual to have this as a system for payment for your business. But one of the most respectful and beautiful ways to answer that question for all of your customers and your clients is to answer with, what were you wanting to invest to put this product or service into your life? What's your headspace for what this is worth to you? And for me, that's the most beautiful question. Yes, I understand business. I've been doing business a really long time. And as you know, and I know, we have to know what our product and service is worth. We have to know what our expenses are. We have to know how many hours we want to invest into our business. And that would give us how much we need to charge. But it's really interesting that what we want to charge and what people are prepared to pay could be two completely different things. One is people may not have that amount, and that is a really awkward, uncomfortable situation to put yourself into when you tell people how much it costs and they have to try and come up with an excuse for not wanting to, well, actually want the product, they just can't afford it. And the reverse of that is you might have come up with a dollar investment that suits your budget, that suits your expenses, that suits your lifestyle and your business, but there are people who may be wanting to invest more. And if you give them an amount, they might be offended that the amount is so small. So would it be respectful to ask people, what had you planned on investing into this product or service to have it in your life to be able to do this for you? And that's one of those really important things that when we meet somebody, when they first come into our business, do we need to get to know them? Do we need to know what they want, why they want it? where they want to put it or where in their life they want to have it? Do we need to know when exactly they want it, a specific day, date and time? Do we need to know how they will feel when they have that product or service in their life? Should we know how they will feel if they don't get it? What's the pain attached to not having this product or service? Should we know if they're serious about buying your product or service? Should we know and be respectful of what they think they should do to have your product or service in their life? And should we ask that respectful question, what do you want me to do to make sure that you can get this product or service into your life? And it's really interesting that if you ask all of those questions, those beautiful questions that build a relationship with people and help you find out exactly what somebody wants, that this whole process becomes very simple. So technically, I could share with you that we've just gone through the most beautiful sales process in the world, but I hate that word because people think of sales as coming from salespeople. And ultimately, if you love your product or service and you're proud of what it can do for people's lives and how it can make their life better, the only thing that we all need to do is ask the right questions so that we get the right answers, so that the people that are coming into our lives, we don't have to sell them anything. They just want our product or our service or our business or what we do. They want it in their life because we are giving it to them. We are we have created a business specifically because we want to add value to people's lives. And the only way to communicate that, of course, is by asking great questions and being respectful. So much success with your frequently asked questions. May you be ready for every question that gets asked. May you be practiced and planned and prepared to answer with passion and enthusiasm. And may you use those three beautiful questions. Treat everybody like an individual, of course, which is tell me about you. That's the beautiful question. Tell me about you. Then why did you ask me that question? And what do you already know about us? And if you apply just those three simple steps, you might be really surprised that people want to buy your product or service and you'll never have to sell it. And would that be lots of fun? What a great question.